Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be here and good to see your smiling, happy faces this Sunday morning. Just take a brief moment to share with you some thoughts from a little pamphlet that I read not many weeks ago. It's entitled Christ in the Old Testament. And for us, that's not a new thought, because we've often heard Brother Marty ask the question, what does this scripture tell us about the Lord Jesus Christ? So we know that Christ is in those Old Testament scriptures. The central theme of this pamphlet is a verse of scripture out of Luke, the 24th chapter of Luke, Luke 24:27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The he there is Christ, and he's proclaiming to two disciples. By way of background, this occurs after the crucifixion of Christ. It occurs after the resurrection, after the empty tomb has been discovered, after the angels proclaim that he is alive, he's risen. And we have two disciples at that point on the road to Emmaus. And they're troubled, and they're met by a man. They're met by Christ, but he's not revealed to them as being Christ. And they in fact empty their troubled hearts out to this stranger that's walking with them. And they're troubled because this Jesus they had seen and believed was the Messiah. He's been crucified. He's been given a criminal's death on the cross. They're troubled by what they saw at the resurrection, at the empty tomb. They don't understand that Christ is risen. They're troubled by that. When this man meets with them, rather than sympathizing with all their troubles, Christ, this unknown Christ to them, rebukes them. And that brings us to the scripture that we just read in 24th chapter of Luke. It says, and beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. These two disciples were downhearted, they were discouraged and confused. And Christ, at that point, taught them from the Old Testament about himself. I can only imagine what that sermon sounded like. And I think most of us I'm sure all of us would have loved to have heard that perfect sermon. In the Old Testament, we see Christ in all the sacrifices that are offered. We see Christ, the true seed of woman. We see Christ, the true Shiloh. We see Christ, the true scapegoat. Christ, the true brazen serpent. Christ, the true Lamb of God. Christ, the true high priest. And the thought presented in this pamphlet is that as long as we keep Christ in view, we'll never err or greatly err in our search for spiritual truths in the Old Testament. Focus on Christ. I particularly like something that was Charles Spurgeon was quoted, was one of the authors of this, and he was quoted as saying that these two disciples had the best teacher, the best textbook, and the best subjects of any one on this earth. And I think the lesson here for us is the same as it was for the disciples. That is, when we're disappointed, confused, and troubled, look in the Word of God. Read the Scriptures. Read the Word of God. And in there, find hope, clarity, and joy in the love of a resurrected Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'll bow with me, pray with me, I'll offer prayer. Father, we're so thankful to be here this morning. We pray that as we come together to sing songs of praise, to offer prayers of thanksgiving, to sit under the sound of the gospel message, that our minds will be free from all encumbrances of this world, that we will be able to think only of you and your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we're thankful for a God who hears our prayers, a God who answers prayers. And Father, we're especially thankful for answered prayers this week. Father, you've been so merciful to us. We offer our humble thanks. Father, we pray for this church. We pray for all who go to make up this body. Lord, we pray that you would be with Brother Marty this morning as he brings to us a gospel message that would be both uplifting and correcting where we might need it, that we might become and be better servants of you. Father, we pray for this country. We pray, if it be your will, that you would give us peace all around. Give us those who will govern us in a way that would be pleasing in your sight. Father, we realize that there's much that we should have done that we have failed to do. We feel that there are many things that we've done that we should not. Father, we ask that you look down upon us with mercy. Forgive us. Give us a heart to serve. Father, we pray for those who would choose to be here this morning, but because of health or other constraints, they are not able. We pray that you would be with them. May they feel your very presence. Father, we pray for those who have lost loved ones. We ask that you be a very present help unto them. May they look to you for comfort in their time of troubles. Father, go with us now in the continuation of this service. Be with us in the communion service this afternoon. May we be able to see the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in all that is done. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. For his sake, amen. Amen.